Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Kühne+Nagel podcast series, Shipping Insights. I'm your host, Sarah Vollmer, Vice President of Global Sea Logistics, Customer Engagement and Events at Kühne+Nagel. You and I are about to embark on an exciting journey through the world of sea freight. I've been fortunate enough to have a front row seat to this industry's ups and downs over the past two decades. Now it's my pleasure to bring to you the latest developments, innovations, and solutions in this dynamic industry. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just curious about logistics, get ready for enlightening conversations and expert insights in our latest episode. Let's dive into the fascinating world of sea freight together and welcome our latest guest. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Kühne+Nagel's Shipping Insights podcast series. I'm your host, Sarah Vollmer, and today we have another exciting episode. We're talking about supply chain planning tools. Isn't that a mouthful? Do they even exist? What are they? And more importantly, how do shippers in today's day and age, how in the world do they manage their supply chains with all the lessons learned, especially over the past few years? My guest today is Allison McDonald. Hi, Allison. Why don't you take a few moments and introduce yourself to our audience?
Good morning, Sarah. Thanks for having me. I am a career supply chain person. I've spent my whole career in supply chain, starting off on the carrier side, went through a carrier training program, and gosh, it was a much different industry then. Just thinking back, carriers were, performance wasn't even a discussion. Carriers were on time virtually 100% of the time. Moving on in my career, I've been with Kühne+Nagel a combined 16 years, so definitely seen a lot of change in the industry over my career. I've always been in business development, working with customers, and most recently with Kühne+Nagel, managing strategic partnerships.
Okay, really cool. So that's also why I really wanted to have you on the show. And thank you for joining me today, because we want to talk about with the supply chain planning tools and the customer's point of view. And I think with all your great experience and all your years of working with a variety of customers that are out there, I think, you know, you've got a few things to say, I think, today. So as we're recording this, disruption is back within supply chain. I think a lot of people thought, you know, post-pandemic, and then there was that little thing called the Ever Given, that, oh gosh, this will never happen again. And poof, here we are. It is, let's call it very early January 2024 right now. And there's quite a bit of disruption that's going on, and it's really changing on a daily basis. You know, with that being said, what are customers saying to you? You know, what are some of the discussions? What are some of their worries here as we kick off 2024, and what's going to happen?
Sure. So I think things customers are on their mind today, which have been on their mind for many years, is how can they find reliable information on what's going on today? Mm-hmm. Additionally, how can they find reliable, timely milestones in terms of where their shipments are? How can they find out information on how do they plan their lead times?
Right.
In terms of living in an environment, which over the past 3 years, we've seen carrier performance go between 30% on time to in November, we were up to 60%, which unfortunately that might change given the recent turbulence that we're seeing. But the thirst for accurate, timely information, I think, has been the backbone of what our customers are looking for. In addition to that, if you have the data, if you have the information, you know, what's going on today? How do you plan for tomorrow? Mm-hmm. What are the potential risks of tomorrow?
Right.
Is very important. And then also with all that data and with all that information, how do you work together with your supply chain partners in terms of making a plan?
Right.
The data is beautiful, but if you don't have a plan on how to execute a strategy on what to do with that data, it doesn't mean much.
Right. So I want to get back to something you had mentioned, right? And we saw those numbers about in November, right? About 60% global on-time reliability. 60%. I mean, I think when I was in school, 60% wasn't really much of a passing grade. I hope it's still not the case, but you know, with that, so right, so how in the world, and you've worked with retailers and brands, and I think, you know, you name it, you've had the pleasure of working with a variety of folks, you know, how do you figure that out? How do you say I need to get my snow boots or my whatever it might be, my widgets in time for whatever season when it's 60% on time?
Great question. And I think something very exciting that we have access to at Kuehne+Nagel is CXplore.
Okay.
Which was launched in 2018. Right. And to share a few things about CXplore, actually, I'll tell the story of when I first showcased CXplore. It was with a large customer in the Midwest. And it was actually with Otto on his way out to TPM. And having an environment where we had a platform, we could showcase to a customer virtually every global sailing, every carrier's published sailing schedule. It's very interesting. It's great information to have. On top of that, we have what is their actual performance? Because in this environment where carriers are on time 60% of the time, how do you plan? What do you know? What's reliable? Earlier in my career, you could pick a carrier, and there were some carriers that were being known as being very reliable. In this age, that doesn't really exist anymore.
Right.
With shared vessels, with alliances, in terms of carrier performance, it's something you really need to look at on a string by string basis to make sure you're making smart supply chain decisions.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more. So you were telling me that you were out with a customer in the Midwest right before TPM, which most of our listeners, well, if you're in the business, most of our listeners know that's one of the biggest supply chain conferences out there. How did this topic come about?
So large consumer customer, we wanted to showcase this new fantastic platform that we had available. And to me, it was a game changer. The response we had from the customer was to me overwhelming. We were in a small group of two or three people. They actually went down the hall to get more people to bring them in to see the information that was available. Some things that were especially interesting to them is to have a heat map of what's going on in the world, what should be on their minds in terms of potential risks or potential delays.
Right.
And then also scratching the surface, looking by string to see what was the schedule and then what was the recent performance was quite startling to them. So very valuable information. So for example, a schedule that could be published is trending 30 days from Shanghai to Savannah. Maybe they were trending 42 days. What are the reasons why?
Right.
So having that accurate information, that data at their fingertips was really useful.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's not about the planning, but I mean, there's also the financial impacts, right, that also come into this. The fact that, you know, the inventory you're carrying costs when you plan for 30 days, let's say, of being on the water, and then it's really 42, that could have a significant impact to your bottom line at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Being able to deliver on time and full, this information is critical.
Okay. So, and what we're talking about CXplore, you know, with that, but that's not the same as like an ERP, right, system.
Absolutely not. So CXplore gives you the benefit of seeing global information. A customer's ERP has valuable information,
right,
but it's within their four walls.
Sure.
And also, it's been challenging for many customers over my career hearing, how do you consume updated milestones so you have the latest version of the truth for your planning purposes? And gosh, over the COVID situation, we saw in the market, in the industry, when there was a shift in demand in terms of delivering to your, the main focus, delivering to your customer on time and full.
Right.
DC planning, dray planning. And then when demand shifts, the potential for extra container fees is definitely something on the industry's mind. How do you keep a careful watch on that? So from there, leaving the Midwest, getting on an airplane to go to Long Beach, it was really exciting for me. And I think a lot of my associates within Kuehne+Nagel, we had our innovation container, which Sarah, you had strategically placed right outside the door of TPM.
Why, thank you.
which was fantastic. But the response that we had, I would say internally with Kuehne+Nagel, because this was our first big splash in terms of what was available, mm-hmm. that we internally had this information at our fingertips to talk to our customers was super exciting. For our customers, that this was information available for them today, and then also in the industry, people that worked at ports, some of our associates in partner industries were really excited about the level of detail provided within the mm-hmm. platform.
Well, I think it's interesting because this was a few years ago, right, when we had launched this. And I think as a company, it's come a long way, right, in terms of the platform. And there's also been a lot of lessons learned, right? Because within that span, there's been quite a few things that have happened. Pandemics, vessels getting stuck, the Panama Canal drying up. I mean, you name it. I feel like it's been out there. And I think with that, it has continued to evolve and develop. But, how did you kick off this conversation with a customer? Because I think, sometimes customers say, I have a contract with X carrier or provider, and they said it's going to be 22 days. And is it, and they just say, that's what they told me, and that's what they need to stick to. So how did you broach that
subject? Sure, that's a great question. And as I mentioned earlier, there was a time where carriers could say in confidence, here's my schedule, mm-hmm. here's my transit time, you can count on it, and you can. Right. But for many, many reasons, those days are over. Mm-hmm. Really having the up-to-date information on most recent performance is critical for your supply chain planning. In terms of how do we have these conversations, in my experience, having them from when we first meet customers early on in our journey together, giving them a vision of what information is available, and then having a strategy on how do we revisit it and leverage it. Mm-hmm. So ways it can be leveraged is in terms of KPI benchmarking. We can look in terms of what was the expected lead time versus the recent trend. Are we within KPI? Yes or no? Mm-hmm. And if we're not, what can we do about it? Is there something better in the industry that we can work with our trade partners to find a solution?
Right. I think that those are some great insights, right? And being able to provide that to customers is an important tool, right? Not only for them to maybe manage, their direct partners, but then their providers as well, us included, right? Sure. So we want to keep everybody here honest and on the up and up when it mm-hmm. comes to what these, what the performance data, has to say.
And that brings up a very good point. Within the current environment that we're in, with multiple carriers in the same alliances using the same strings, different carriers could call the same string very different names. So we had a case last week where we were looking at one string, uh-huh. four carriers were okay. on that string, okay. calling it three different names. So for our operators, for our Asia team booking cargo, for our customers, having that information of, yes, we're talking about the same string, being able to neutralize that is really important in terms of planning purposes.
Very interesting. So if I'm a shipper that's listening to our discussion right now and thinking, I haven't really thought about that, or maybe I didn't know about that. I mean, what advice do you have for them? Like someone that says, I need to dig into this more. What would you tell them?
I would tell them to contact your local Kunanagal representative and get yourself access to Sea Explorer. It is a game changer in terms of information that's available to you. And sir, you probably know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think there's any other industry platform where you have all this information in one place.
Right. No, I don't believe there is here at this time. Not to toot our own horn here, but mm-hmm. No, that is something that we've really, I think as a company, have really leaned into and developed and want to continue to expand and grow this even further.
A few other interesting things that our customers value in Sea Explorer is our sea news. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on in the world, especially in the recent events in the Suez. There's so many news articles, and how do you sort through of what's fact? What should I worry about? Where are we today? In our sea news portion of Sea Explorer, we have articles with information that our trade leaders are vetting to be true, to be something that should be on your mind. An additional piece of information we have in Sea Explorer is every day we publish vessels that are impacted by the Suez situation. There's one data list of what vessels are being rerouted.
Right.
That's hugely valuable information. It helps us internally with our operations and customer care within Kuehne+Nagel that people don't have to go hunting for this information. It's at their fingertips. It's leveraged in terms of our reporting, our visibility, and also available to our customers.
Right. I mean, that says it all. I mean, right. A lot of people, they're don't have a lot of time on their hands to just to have a one-stop shop, in essence, to say, I know what's impacted, because we know our customers, they have bosses and they have bosses, and everybody is going to be clamoring, right, for information in any time of supply chain disruption. Mm-hmm. So to be able to have not only your fingertips in terms of, you know, accurate lead time from a planning perspective, but then also having that great news feed of relevant articles of what's going on in the world to really familiarize yourself with, I think is really paramount at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And the articles are... It's always surprising to me how current they are. So, for example, over the weekend with the earthquake in Japan, did a little lookup on Sea Explorer to see what's going on, and there was information on that.
That's how you spend your weekends?
Yeah. I don't know if I should be proud of that or something like that. Yeah. I do go on Sea Explorer every morning. I get my cup of coffee, pull up Sea Explorer, because it really drives the conversations that we have internally and externally on a daily basis.
So Allison, we had a really great discussion today, and I've enjoyed learning more about how, you know, you've had conversations with customers and you know, are there planning tools and what planning tools can be used in order to drive discussions about lead times and risk mitigation and things of that nature. So one piece of advice, what would you give to our listeners out there right now? What would you want them to take away from our discussion today?
That's the $64,000 question. So great question. My advice, what to take away from today, was to align yourself to get the best data possibly. Have heads up to what's going on today in the world. There's so many events going on, whether it's weather, geopolitical, labor situation. There's a lot on our minds today and for tomorrow. And then after you work through the data, after you work through the current landscape, what do you do with that data? Working with your supply chain partner to devise a flexible, resilient supply chain and have a strategy and a plan on what you do with that information, I think, is really the critical key component.
Right, because having all the data at the end of the day, if you don't do anything with it, big deal, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well said, Allison. Thank you so much. Well, thank you for coming out and coming on the show today. I definitely appreciate it. I hope to everyone out there, you learned a little bit more about supply chain planning tools. I think it's top of mind yet again for quite a few folks. And we hope to provide you a little bit more information. So please stay tuned. New episodes of our podcast series, Shipping Insights, are dropping regularly. And be sure to follow us online. You can now find us on all of the podcast platforms such as Spotify and iTunes. So till next time, see you then.